Hi, good afternoon. We're conducting a survey. Your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential. What is your zip code?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you okay. Can you hear me?
Okay. I sure can.
Okay, so let me ask you, what is your zip code?
Yep. Where are you calling from?
Okay, we're conducting a survey and your participation is important to the success of this research. And the efforts...
Right, so where are you calling from?
Okay, we're an independent research company and our call center is located in Miami, Florida. So what is your
zip
code? My name is Brandon. Do you want me to spell
the name
my
of the
name
company?
I'm
the
sorry?
Name of the company?
Okay. So as I was saying, I mean, we're conducting a survey. So that's what we're doing.
Right. Are you with a company? You said you're with an independent something.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know. I'm not tall, so that I don't influence your opinions. And what is your zip code?
Okay. Sorry, I can't really give you this information if I don't know where you're from. But you have a great day, sir. Take care.
I understand that. But as I was saying, I mean, this is with the purpose. Unfortunately, we are not, I mean, tall. So I don't know. So
right.
In that
so
way,
we don't influence.
I mean, we don't influence your opinions. And as I was saying, just keep in mind, I will only take a few minutes of your time, and we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your state and community. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. So
zip code is 49953.
49953, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Here's a second, please. And let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
1992,
correct?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Something else.
Is it like gender queer, gender not confirming, not exclusive male nor female, or something else? Like
something else.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? So, Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? Like, is it white, or are you black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, maybe Pacific, Icelander? Middle Eastern?
I don't identify with the race.
Okay. Yes, second. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes. Registered.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. how likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50 and 50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Yes, I will vote.
How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person. Okay. Voting in person early before election day. Voting in person on election day. Voting
on
by mail.
Date.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0% to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means natural, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
One more time, please. How much power does the black community have, you said?
Yes. And 10, I mean, from a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means natural, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
3.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year. And 10...
10. 11.
Okay. Now... We like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, so that would be like neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. First of all, we have Mark Kelly. Hello? Are you still there?
Yes. Let's do 5.
Okay. And we have Tim Welps.
I don't know.
Oh, Tim Welps? Like...
Oh. You... Oh, Tim Welps.
Mm-hmm.
Tim.
Okay. And J.D. Vance?
0.
Kamala Harris?
Opinion.
I'm sorry?
10. 11.
Okay. Josh Shapiro?
0.
Joe Biden?
0.
Gretchen with Whitmer?
20.
Barack Obama?
50.
Oh, okay. So remember, it's from 0 to 10. 10. How much would it be? Okay. And Donald Trump?
0.
On a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. You say 10 if you have been very worried, and 5 if you have been somewhat somewhat worried, and a 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The banning of Black history.
What was the question again?
Oh, let me repeat it one more time. On a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. You say 10 if you have been very worried, a 5 if you have been somewhat worried, and a 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So, first of all, the banning of Black history.
10.
Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights. Okay, let me repeat the